Some of our favourite fictional childhood characters suffered with severe psychological disorders. That's the premise of a new book by Laura James called Tigger on the Couch. It's a light-hearted look at mental illness through the pages of the fairy stories we grew up with.
Beauty and the Beast was definitely suffering from some kind of codependency. The Wizard of Oz had a narcissistic personality disorder. The Big Bad Wolf was probably a psychopath. Eeyore was suffering from dysthymic disorder. Tigger, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Wendy was definitely codependent as well. Tinkerbell had a borderline personality disorder. Alice in Alice in Wonderland was completely normal, you'll be very pleased to hear. The Mad Hatter and the March Hare suffer from something called folie à deux, which is sort of the madness of two, or shared psychotic disorder. So one of them would have a delusion and the other one would completely believe it.
Why do you think our fairy stories are so full of these sort of slightly strange characters like this? Why can't they all be like Alice?
Be very dull if they were all like Alice. I think it's like life generally. I mean, one of the reasons that I wrote this book was to destigmatise mental illness and to say, you know, it's not necessarily a terrifying thing. And we encounter people, you know, all the time who have emotional or psychological disorders. And I think that the reason why these stories are peppered with characters suffering is because it makes for more interesting reading. It would be exceptionally bland if they were all like Alice.
Now, bear in mind that these are actually stories for children and we grow up with them. I mean, the people you've mentioned are actually like right in our psyche, aren't they? It's like, you know, everybody knows who Eeyore is and Cinderella is and people like Cruella de Vil and the Mad Hatter and Peter Pan and so on. The fact that we know them so well and we've identified with them as children and we still remember their stories so clearly, is there not some danger in there that perhaps we identify too closely and want to be like that, like we want to be Peter Pan or Cinderella or something?
I don't think so. I think that with generally most stories, so such as the Peter Pan story and Winnie the Pooh and things like that, is that they're all so playful and so different that I don't think that there's any chance that children will want to sort of do those things, because children have a great sense of the ridiculous and they love hearing about things that are topsy-turvy or aren't as they should be. The only one I ever felt slightly uncomfortable reading to my daughters was Beauty and the Beast. I think it set out to say that if you are good and you sacrifice yourself, then eventually true love will come your way and everything will be fabulous. I don't think that's a particularly healthy message to send out to little girls. That's just kind of so codependent and really unlikely to happen in real life.
What about some of the positive messages? So if part of the idea is to destigmatise mental illness, is there something in there that can turn around and say, well, actually, you know, this is something really good about it, something really kind of positive that can come of it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that every single character in these stories is in some way lovable, and often they realise that they're flawed and you know, look for help. The Wizard of Oz, for example, had a terrible narcissistic personality disorder and kind of caused havoc and terror on the people who lived in Oz, and particularly in the Emerald City. But, you know, in the end, once he'd been confronted by Dorothy, he'd sort of started to realise that actually, you know, he shouldn't behave like that. And he started to try and find ways to behave more healthily.
And do you think there's a part of you that could read these things and go, that's a little bit of me in there?
Oh, yeah. When I wrote this, every single character, I would have to say to my husband, I think I'm a bit like that. But then, you know, mental health is a continuum. And although people get diagnosed with a particular disorder, we're all sort of somewhere on the spectrum, particularly at different times in our lives. You know, it's easy to be narcissistic if everyone's telling you how fabulous you are and how great you are. And if you've just split up with your boyfriend and you're feeling really fragile, then, you know, we often do things like drive past his house to see whether he's in or who he's with or whatever. You know, it's really common for girls to do that. And that's kind of slightly borderline personality disorder behaviour.
A lot of the examples you've given in your book are actually stories that are quite traditional and have been around a long, long time. But of course, there are lots of new fairy stories being written all the time as well. From your experience of having children and looking at these sort of characters, are we still writing about the same types of people?
Yeah, I think so. There's meant to be 7 basic plots for all books, aren't there? And I think that kind of children's literature would fall into that as well. So yeah, I think the people who are flawed are more interesting very often.
That's Laura James. Her book, Tigger on the Couch, is published by HarperCollins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.